be here. Only here when I'm away. We're recording. Yep. I don't know why she didn't say it.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming out. It is 6:47 on March 11th, 2025. And we are here for the Board of Equalization meeting. Unfortunately, our chair is stuck. And he's on his way, but anyway, he's stuck. So how about that? And Scott Wardle was excused, but we'll go through that in just a minute. We're located at the county building on the third floor in the council chambers. As far as roll call, we have our county attorney, Scott Broadhead, here. Thank you for being here. As far as council member, Councilman Thomas, Councilman Tanner, Councilman Hoffman. Councilman Wardle is excused. He's out of town. And Eric, he's supposed to be the chair here. I guess we'll excuse him because he's stuck. And then as far as our county manager's office, Andy, our county manager, and Brittany, Lopez, our assistant county manager. Nikki, thank you for being here, clerk's office. And thank many of you for being here. For the minutes of December 3rd, 2024, the Board of Equalization, is there any corrections, additions to the minutes? If not, then the chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Hear a motion to move for approval from Councilman Thomas and a second from Councilman Hoffman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those may oppose say nay. Hearing none, sounds unanimous. New business. And we'll bring up our auditor. Thank you for being here.
All right, Council. So we only do this once a quarter. I'd just like to reiterate that the reason that I'm here is that the auditor's office acts as the clerk of the Board of Equalization. And so we're the mediator between the assessor's office and the public. And so tonight, what you have before you represents 7 years of work. And so I want to commend the audit or the assessor's office for what they've been able to accomplish these last few months. They have worked with several of our commercial partners to settle these years worth of taxes and to agree on a value between our commercial partners and the assessor's office that everybody feels is fair. And so these, what you'll be approving tonight represents a settlement agreement on this and then also helps us settle those years clear back to 2018 in some cases, 2023, 2024. And so I'm really proud of the work that they've done. We want to thank our partners, Walmart, Clean Harbors, Energy Solutions for working through this with us, and we're happy to be able to move forward.
So let me understand, they challenged what they were assessed those years ago, and it's just now come to fruition?
We appealed those years, worked with the State Tax Commission. In some cases, it was headed towards litigation, and the assessor's office was able to work with them and settle, so.
Okay.
Do you know the total dollar amount here? In my, I just was roughly counting in my head, and it's at least $700,000, I guess.
I don't know the total dollar amount, but it is on each of those pages, the bottom for each of the years. I didn't add it up right before I came. I can bring that it up. But each one of those years, it is significant amount because these are significant taxpayers in the top 10 taxpayers in the county.
Right.
So it is significant, but it is the right thing to do. And we did reach values that are amenable to both parties.
So let me ask you a question, just because it's public record. This is money that has not been paid to us, and we're returning it, right?
We do require that they pay in good faith in some instances. We have in the past, not these partners, but we have in the past had entities who have not paid. But these partners have paid, and we will be returning them. So.
Interesting. Okay, thank you. Anything else,
no.
Council?
I just want to express appreciation to the auditor and assessor office for the great work you've done, Joey and Allison, and to those community players, those state holders. And so thanks. Big shout out to everybody and the cooperation. We appreciate that.
And one thing I will say too is that these are not easy properties to value.
No,
so there's not.
I was going to make that comment.
Yeah. And so, and it is a priority for us to get the values correct. But there's not a lot of comparables for a Clean Harbors or energy solutions. And so we appreciate that working with them and helping us all come to a value.
It's a lot of tedious work.
It is.
I'm sure. And you're probably cross-eyed when you're done in the meeting, but thank you for going through that, both of you. Did you have a comment?
No.
Thank you very much.
Hey, any questions on individual ones? No? I'm sure to entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Your motion, Councilman Hoffman, is there a second?
Second.
Your second, Councilman Thomas. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in opposed say nay. It is approved. And then a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Your motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we are adjourned at 6:52, and we will start the council meeting at 7 o'clock.
Do you want to go ahead? Yeah, go ahead and look up and we'll get set up so that when it's your turn, they'll do like the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff, but then you'll be ready to go. Because you're first on the agenda. Is that handled?